Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This was the first crop estimate that we've had out of USDA since September due to the government shutdown. And I think a lot of what the industry was looking for was, of course, the size of the U.S. crop. USDA puts that at 13.1 million bales, which is up about 200,000 bales from the September estimate. And maybe even that increase might have been a little bit lower than probably some in the industry were suggesting, because I think early yield indications have been relatively positive. We see further estimates revised as we go forward.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The other thing to take note of from the demand side is that USDA bumped the amount consumed by our U.S. textile industry from 3.5 million to 3.6 million bales, so that's encouraging. Exports were held at 10.4 million bales, and that leaves an ending stock number of about 3 million bales, so still calling for a balance sheet that tightens up stocks in the U.S. relative to how we ended the 2012 year. On the world side, not any big changes compared to where we sat in September. There was a reduction of approximately 500,000 bales in China's crop. That largely offset the increase that we saw in the U.S. crop. World mill use was increased by 100,000 bales, so it's now pegged at 109.6 for the 2013 marketing year.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Of course, the big story continues to be when we look at the stock number that's in the global balance sheet. USDA now has an ending stock number of more than 95 million bales, which, needless to say, it would be a record level of stocks. And more than half of those stocks are held in China. In a lot of ways, today's report just continues some of the same themes that we've been seeing in the balance sheet for the last couple of months, and that is that we are seeing mill use turn around a little bit. But there's still a huge question as to what China decides to do with those stock levels that they're holding off the market right now. And that's going to be a big indicator of where prices go forward will be how does China decide to operate their policy over the next several months.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
You know, the other one we're watching is the India crop. The reports we're hearing out of India are that they are looking at potentially a record crop this year. USDA did not change their estimate for India. It's still plugged in at 29 million bales, which makes them the second largest producer only after China. And, of course, India is also a significant exporter in the world market. And if that crop does decide or is adjusted higher, then they could be even a more aggressive exporter, and that's going to be competition for the U.S.